Pick up.
All right, all set.
Excellent. All right, so 7:06, bring the meeting to order here. All right, looks like we have 5 members today, so definitely got a quorum, so that's great. All right. Just get my documents up here. First item is always to review the minutes. So if you haven't had a chance to review the minutes, please take a look. Unless anyone needs another moment to review the minutes, do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
Hey, I just want to make a little correction, just the way it's worded, I think. In number 6, just as Lynch mentioned that she works with the Cherry Brook Garden Club. I haven't worked with them yet, so I've been working with the pollinator garden people.
Okay, I can update that.
All right, yep. Good note, Maggie. Thank you for that. All right. Anybody else? All right. Do we have a motion to approve with that edit to the minutes?
Motion to approve.
All right. I heard Rebecca and Todd there. Great. Let's see. All right, then. So public comment. Doesn't look like we have any members of the public on the meeting. Would any members of the commission like to make a comment as a member of the public? All right. Okay, so then fourth item on the agenda, field use form updates. So Taryn, I'll kick that over to you.
Sure. So I updated the form like we talked about. I just made some of the small corrections Steve had mentioned with some of the wording and trying to keep things consistent. I also added on the first page a line about the payment amount due and that the payment has been received. So we have a better method of tracking that dollar amount and if that money has come in. And then the main changes that I made were basically talking about how the order of the field requests. So it was, let me find the exact lines. I put in the applications must be received a minimum of 3 weeks prior to the date of intended use, but may be submitted earlier than that. And then that the priority of use will be assessed for all requests received at least 1 month before the scheduled date or start date if it's for a season rental. Requests received after that time will be given available space on a first come first served basis. So I tried to put in wording that where we can work with that priority use so that town residents do have first access to the fields that are better and, you know, a higher level playing field, but that after that 1 month prior time, they will be given a space that's available if there is one available. So that we're not bumping people who have already completed the full application in the proper manner.
Excellent, thank you, Taryn. So yeah, it looks like we've, you know, last meeting, I know we were talking about, you know, a specific example where someone reserved a space far, far in advance, and then a resident was trying to come in not so far in advance and trying to compete for the same space. So I think that seems fair, you know, 1 month before, you know, most of the times we run into compete situations, right, or where we have multiple sports teams on the same kind of sport starting at the same time. So typically they'll all be starting practices around the same time period. So that 1 month buffer seems like a fair time period to me. So yeah, it looks good from my standpoint.
One of the other things I did add is that for that priority level 3, priority level 4, the other Canton-based groups like a Canton men's softball, is that I would request from all of the groups claiming that priority level, their roster with complete addresses, so that we can make sure that the 70% of the team is actually residents, if they're going to be getting that resident rate and that bumping priority, if you will, to a better space within that month prior.
That's also a great idea. So 70% is, do we have that noted somewhere? I think we talked about that previously.
Yeah, that is in, I know that's in here where it talks about what that, that minimum number of Canton residents is to be considered that. I'm trying to just find it quickly.
I know we always discussed it beforehand, and we struggled with a way to determine for sure. So I am, for one, in favor of the addresses.
Oh, it's there's a note on page 4 that says it's 75, excuse me, page 3 that says 75% of the roster speak Canton residents in order to qualify as that priority group.
If there's any way we can reformat to bump that onto the same page as the, that the note applies to, that would certainly, I think, help people going through the first, this through the first time, but I'm glad we have that note in there. That's good.
Yeah. And that's been in there. We just haven't had any wording really to force that as a requirement for every application. So now I put in a note that for that priority for that roster with addresses is required.
And that's great. If they want to go through the extra administrative step, they, there's a reward for that. They get more, better priority, et cetera. So very good. Right.
And that was pretty much it for the changes. Like I said, it was some of those things that Steve had mentioned with just keeping things consistent with the wording. And then there was those few things that I mentioned just to try to clarify some of that, that time confusion.
Excellent. Thank you, Taryn. Any other questions or comments for Taryn on, or around the field use form?
Yeah, my only concern was the addresses. I think that's key. Keeps the, you know, people who are trying to slip things by. So that's good.
Great.
Excellent. Well done.
Thanks. It seems to be an ever-changing thing, which is fine, you know, as long as we know what works or doesn't work. And then
a little bit of a headache. That's actually what I was just going to say is, you know, it seems to me it takes like 2, 3, 4 years of permutations. You don't know what you've left out until situations pop up. But I think this is pretty comprehensive and it's fair and it utilizes the fields in the manner they're supposed to be.
Yeah. And I think as long as we keep that line in that at the end of the day, it's my discretion, so that if there is some of those confusing things that we can always fall back on that line of saying, this is what we're going to do now. We can certainly bring it back to the group and look at it if necessary, but that if a decision has to be made at the end of the day, I can make that decision and we can have fields scheduled.
Totally agree. There's a reason that it's many, many pages long at this point. We've had many experiences.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. So
if everyone's comfortable with it, then I can, you know, I can finalize it and put that into place for to be ready for the spring for when we start getting those requests in.
Sounds good. Motion to approve the changes on the field use form. Would like to make the motion.
Second. Well, if you were making the motion, if you weren't, I'll make the motion, which is also fine.
Does that include moving that note into the body of that text?
I'll try to fit it onto that page, but if I can't, I might have to move things around and I don't know if the order would make sense, but I'll do my best to try to maneuver it a little bit if I can.
I approve.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, so moving on to the outdoor fitness equipment. So Taryn had sent us, along with the notes for this meeting, a couple of PDFs with some outdoor fitness equipment. Taryn, I don't know if you want to add any notes to give us any comments about the attachments you sent along.
No, I mean, that was the price list for all the individual pieces. There are certain things that are larger scale. They're kind of all in one that are on there as well. And I did check with them and he said that currently the ship date for all of these is February 7th. So it's actually not an extreme amount of time considering. So.
Cool. So then, yeah, so about 3 month lead time or something. And, you know, we got the department to the town guys to agree to install it during the winter. Was that the note?
Yeah, they said that they would be able to work on it. So if it's something that, you know, we're comfortable with picking things, then I can look forward to that and see what we can get ordered or figured out from there, and then have them hopefully ready to do winter, spring. I don't think the scope of it would be that large of an install if it's going to be individual pieces. So.
Gotcha. Sounds good. So yeah, I'd like, we should hear from the commission here on thoughts on some of these pieces here. So this is what you shared with us was just from one company, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Does it happen?
And I think if we can decide the pieces that we like, then I can look at other companies and see if they have the individual pieces quickly, and then just compare and contrast the prices and pull that comparison together to see what would be the best cost comparison. But I think we have to kind of decide which ones we want out there.
Are they manufactured here in the States or are they in Asia or someplace?
I'm not positive on that. He didn't say where they were coming from.
He might be optimistic in February, you know, may take a lot longer if it's coming from overseas.
Yeah, I mean, I checked with the rep who does the ordering, and that was the date that he gave me. So hopefully it would be consistent with that time frame.
Okay.
Do you get choices on colors, or do you have, I guess I'm a little concerned, like how the aesthetic value, I mean, you have you kind of want to make it look more natural in the environment. And this is, it's just very, I don't know, like the lime green and I'm just worried about like not fitting well in there. And then the people complaining about it. Are there any other companies that have more of a natural feel with the materials they use, or?
I can certainly look. I don't know that for the fitness equipment, there are as many options. It's not as broad of an option base as it is with the playground, where they have, you know, they kind of design those in different ways to look and to fit different environments. But again, if we kind of decide what the pieces that we're looking for, then I can look through as well and see what other companies there are and what they have for pieces, what their prices are, and then we can look at look as well.
One comment I did want to make was, you know, in one of the flyers, there was stuff for like kids' fitness equipment. And while conceptually I like that, you know, a lot of the playscapes build in that kind of stuff, you know, not specifically like this, but playscapes will build in that kind of thing. So if we're going to look to replace the playscape in Mills Pond at any point, or refab it or whatever, you know, I don't think it would make sense to put kids, you know, fitness type things over there on the side by the tennis courts, as well as over at the playground area. So I just wanted to throw that out there for thoughts. But at least that if we could eliminate the children's items, we could look more at the adult items. I don't disagree with Maggie about the bright green. I don't know that I'm a huge fan of the bright green either. You know, if we could, you know, at a bare minimum, get some Canton colors going on. Or, you know, I hear you about the blending in with the environment type thing. I mean, a lot of that's hard with paint because we're not using wood, right? So there's less natural materials if we're looking at this type of structure. But I don't disagree. But some mulching, you know, around the area it's going to be in, you know, and some, you know, landscaping would certainly help to that effect as well.
I think definitely if it was maroon, it would look much nicer.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. For sure. So yeah, Taryn, if you wouldn't mind just inquiring, even with this company, if there's a color option or if it's that's it, and then that would be, you know, inform us at least from that standpoint. But what was our overall budget we've been approved for at this point? Was it 20,000?
25.
Okay. So, I mean, even looking at some of the larger structure items that put some stuff together, you know, that's within our scope. See, it would seem so. Like the XO pod, for example, has a whole bunch of items on it. You know, and if we pick a system we like, you know, right now, I think we're talking about putting stuff next to the tennis court in that area, but we could always expand and add pieces on in the future too. So thoughts between or opinions between a large single unit with multiple options on it or a few separate units kind of spread around. I don't know, because you don't necessarily get all of the options in one of those big units, and there's some cool smaller ones that we could put together. I just wasn't sure which way to go with that.
I definitely like the eco cage because I like how it has the monkey bars on there. So, I mean, if you are a parent working out, the kids can definitely do that as well.
The eco cage is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I remember when we talked about this before and we were like, is it better to have everybody like clustered around one thing or split it up a little bit? And that's when we had started talking about like more of a fitness trail or having one unit that maybe had like three or four sides to it, but then having other pieces around. We're not going to be in COVID forever. Obviously right now, the closer together it is, the less people that can use it at the moment. I'm fine with either, but that was our initial kind of discussion and our initial thought process. So just trying to give the historical perspective because it's been so long in coming.
Yeah, I haven't abandoned the idea of doing a fitness trail at all. I was thinking of this as being the starting spot and having a couple items grouped together or one of those cluster grouping things and then expanding from there and then adding maybe, you know, single items in other areas, you know, as more like a fitness trail idea. Mm-hmm. But having a nice, you know, starting place with a few fitness items and one thing that has some signs, eventually signage that leads you to the trail, has a diagram where the trail's at, you know, kind of engages. We'd looked at some flyers in the past that had some really good signage going on. That was pretty, pretty cool. So I think we can do something cool with that too.
I'm trying to figure out how some of these things work, like the two-person leg press. Is it?
You have to lift the other person's weight.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pressing your own weight on that one.
Yeah.
And then on the rowing machine, is there a gliding part on that, or is it just like?
Again, I think you're using your own weight. It's got two pivot points. So you're sitting on top of it and the whole thing is going to rotate forward and backwards as you pull yourself forward and backwards with the bars. Mm. Yeah, it is hard to figure out some of these. You're right.
Right. I'm like, oh, push up dip station. That's good. Pull up bars. Okay. Totally get that one.
Yeah, the other thing I like to keep an eye out for is some of these are pretty mechanical, right? And as you know, some of these are intended for adults. We know damn well there's going to be kids all over these things. So we want to make sure we don't pick any mechanical ones where kids are going to get their hands and fingers pinched in different spots. Yeah. Keep an eye out for that.
Great.
All right.
You know, I think, I'm sorry, I don't want to add, like, I don't want to delay, but, you know, just in looking at everything, I think one of the other items we've talked about, kids, you know, do we want to think about things, you know, that could be utilized by anyone? And I'm just thinking about some of the pieces that I've used before. A lot of the items that work on like big muscle groups, like your thighs, you know, upper body is great too, balance, et cetera, are things that everyone can use, from kids to adults to, I mean, the kids aren't necessarily sized for it. But like, say you're, we don't have Ben here to remind us, right? But say you're someone who's, I don't know, 78 and trying to keep the muscle mass that you have, and you don't want to buy your own gym equipment and you like to exercise outside, you know, is it also, you know, accessible to them? You know, outside equipment isn't like using a gym. You can't always adjust things for height. So, you know, if Todd and I are using the same piece, I don't know how tall you are, Todd, but you're at least 6 inches taller than me. I might not necessarily fit in the same, but I think trying to find pieces that are arranged in a way that have a wider breadth of use, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, would be ideal.
Universally fit.
Yeah, thank you, Rebecca. That's a very good point. From that same perspective, I mean, I like the exo cage type style. Like Maggie pointed out, the kids can get up on the monkey bars and stuff and use it from there. You know, and then there's some push-up bars on the side of it from varying different heights. So you can adjust just by what angle you're doing push-ups at. And so that one seems to have a number of different options that would be accessible. That's most of the budget as well, but it could be a good starting spot.
Derek, my computer shut down in the middle of everything and just went black.
Oh, bummer. What did you miss? Where'd you leave off?
I can go back and listen to the minutes too. It's okay. Fine.
That's true.
Yeah, like I almost wish there was like one station that was either rings or monkey bars. And then there was another one that was that the one on the left side. It looks like, you know, when you sit in, you hold your body up and you like you raise your legs up and down. Because it's, you know, you're using your body weight, but there's no really mechanical parts on it.
Yep.
And I like the sit-up thing, if it was like by itself, and the pull-up and the dip bars like by themselves. I guess those are things that I would use if I was out exercising. I don't necessarily know if I would ever go on. Like these things, like the wheelchair Tai Chi spinners, like I don't know what that does.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's like those, like a bicycle, a lot of wheelchair bicycles, they have those, some cool bikes that have like that spinner in the middle. That's the only other place I've seen that. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe it's kind of a hard format to get a group decision on this one. So, I mean, I would, go ahead, Rebecca.
I know it's hard. And I think part of the reason it's hard is because there's like five people trying to decide something for the town, which, right, we've struggled with this before. I think you and Maggie both have good points about that central piece, and the ability to like have something so your kids could be there with you. It's not something you have to leave them home for. I mean, maybe they'll go play on the soccer field, but maybe not. I think it sounds like it has stuff that is fairly universal. If that seems to everybody like a good place to start, and I'm just trying to walk us through this, then someone can make a motion. It's not the end of the equipment that we'll buy. The question is, you know, what piece do we want to start with? Because we have to start with something.
Well, I'm saying, you know, like for that big apparatus, I mean, if there's another company that has all that stuff combined separate, so that you can put all separate pieces around the trail. I mean, that might be, you know, better option than spending $1,900 on that if you can get each individual piece for, you know, the same price, but you can spread it around the park instead.
Right. So that exo cage is broken into two pieces down below on the cage pod one and cage pod two. The only difference between it is that they don't have the monkey bars connecting them. So they've, you know, that is the same thing broken into two pieces. You just lose that one piece. So, I mean, if we don't have we don't need the monkey bars in the middle. There's pull-up bars still mm-hmm. on the cage pod two, you know, that ladder up to, hanging up. Inverted ladder is a pull-up bar as well. And there's a pull-up bar on the other one too. So sounds good. All this contingent on whether they can be flexible in the coloring of the bright green, or if we're locked into that, and what other companies might have to offer. But I guess from my perspective, I don't know, if we knock out the monkey bars, which they appear to be charging $2,500 for, we could get the two other pieces and space them out a little bit more in that same area and not have it all centralized. So I think that's a good option as well. All right. So
I don't have a bigger preference. I don't know if anybody else does. I don't want to wait to purchase. We've already waited so long trying to figure out how to say this correctly. We've already waited so long. It would be great to sort of design something and see what we think about it. I know we've looked at a bunch of the designs in other towns. We liked a few of them. Do we want to pick one and now price it out now that we have the prices and just sort of, you know, do a, like, even like a crude kind of child's drawing of what it would look like? I don't know if we want to try to get that done before the next commission meeting. And I don't know, you know, even like a half an hour separate phone call between people who can do it to kind of think that through.
And that way we'd have something to, a starting spot to talk on something next time. Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Rebecca. So yeah, and it's been a long time and it sounds like if we don't get something ordered soon, we won't get it in this winter at all or through the end of this winter at all if shipping times and install times start becoming an issue. So were you recommending that we order something now and then also continue planning, or plan first and order something after the next meeting?
Sorry, I had to unmute. I think either way, I just think if we're going to wait and sort of do a little planning first, then we probably have to have an idea of what we would want by the end of the month. And I say that because, right, we're going to have Thanksgiving and then all of a sudden it's going to be time for Christmas. I know everybody's going to get busy at work just because there are always some social and family obligations. So, you know, I think it's reasonable. I don't disagree that, like, with what Steven said, ordering time, you know, trying to think about getting it here and then getting it up. It's, you know, I think you're looking weeks out.
Yep.
Weeks to months, I guess I should
say. All right. Thank you.
Someone else who's listening, do you guys want to make a motion? Like, what do you, right? Like,
well, I'd like to look at some other companies first before we decide on what to put in there, like some other options.
Taryn, had you had any other companies that you still have information from on file?
I can look back. I believe I have at least one other. This company specifically, I think he has two different companies that he oversees. I feel like I had sent a while back all of the companies, and then we kind of focused more on this because they had individual pieces where a lot of the other ones were full systems, but let me, I will check it tomorrow and I'll send what I have tomorrow when I get in.
I'm just curious, did you ever, just because they're local and, you know, they might be willing to just kind of make things and they build stuff and they might be able to just build what we want. Did you ever look into like Cape Cod fence? Just.
No, I mean, I looked into companies that specifically did the outdoor fitness equipment because they were prefab and, you know, things that a lot of times they had designs or they had full systems in place.
I appreciate you mentioning that, Maggie. I worked for Cape Cod Fence for 10 years back in the day, and I actually installed swing sets for them. So I had some idea of, you know, but they now they're just using redwood swing sets for the backyard, and they're ordering them from a vendor as well.
Okay.
They're very expensive, unfortunately.
Yeah, they are high end. Yeah. They're building them out of redwood. So that's what happens. So I'm going to make a motion to, you know, table this until the next meeting, but in the interim to have a volunteer subcommittee to just, you know, get together briefly, whether it just be through email, and I'm happy to lead that and then come up with a sketch and some suggestions of something that we can share with the group next meeting, and then and give us something to work off of. And then also in the interim, Taryn would kindly come up with some other information from some other companies. We have some points of comparison when we're looking at specific items and price points. Sure. Anybody second?
Second.
So good.
All right, perfect. All right, and then on our agenda, we are open for other business. Does anybody have other business to bring up at this time?
One of the things I wanted to mention is that I'm about to start the budget process. We have to have our first budget basically by mid-December of what we're looking at for the next fiscal year. One of the things is capital improvement projects. And so I just wanted to see if anyone had any. It came to me like last night, so that's why I put it in other business and not on the agenda in a spot. If anyone had anything that they wanted specifically, one of the things that I will have on there would be interior pull shell repairs. It's something that I continually put on there as a precaution, because at some point we're going to need to worry about the inside of the pool shell, as well as the tennis and basketball court, basically replacement, because the lines for the lights and the tree roots that are underneath there keep popping up through the tennis courts, and they keep having to patch it. So at some point that's going to have to be basically dug up and have those removed and moved to the sides so that that problem won't continue to happen. Those are two of the things that I'm planning on keeping on the capital improvement projects for next fiscal year.
Holy moly. That was the first I heard of the tennis court.
Yeah, they've been talking about it, because that was even before I started. That had been something that had been discussed, and they've just kept patching the same area because it's a large scale project.
Is that the basketball courts affected as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's like a full tear down reinstall.
Yeah.
Interesting. Any idea what the ballpark is for a project like that?
We met with me and people from Public Works, met with a contractor to have him give us a price. So we'll have a ballpark number to put in there for what that would look like. There's different methods of doing it and what kind of courts are. So we're hoping to get all of those numbers so we can compare and see what we can put in and would be more reasonable to ask for versus longevity.
So our tennis courts and basketball courts are failing. The pool is failing. The playscape needs replacing. Should we be putting new fitness equipment in, or should we be saving our money for a rainy day?
Well, I think the problem is, like, this was money that was allocated specifically to this, if we recall. So
No, I know. I jest. But
I mean, I don't know what to say. Capital improvements, right? Like, for people who have been on the committee for a while, the pool is always there. And didn't we just have this discussion with the first selectman, right? Like we said, this keeps getting pushed down the line. It keeps getting pushed down the line. And one day the pool is basically going to implode. And we won't be the little boy who cried wolf. We will be the little boy that said, I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. You know, so from a capital improvements, you know, I mean, obviously, both the pool is going to always need to be on there until we have enough funding. We just never have enough funding. And we've talked about this, like, how do you squirrel away the funds that you are allocated? You know, I don't know if it's going to have to happen on a year that they're not doing a town garage or something else. But I think the tennis courts are probably more feasible to get done if they grant us the money. They're used all the time by everybody. Not that the pool isn't, but the pool, for whatever reason, is this hot button topic.
Pool shell's been a problem since I've been on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, so when we met with that company, we asked him to try to work us up a number for that as well, so that we'll have as updated of numbers as possible to put in for both things. I mean, tennis courts are used by the high school, so there's always that piece of it that, you know, the high school teams are utilizing those in a large capacity. So
it'll be widespread community support.
But if there was anything else, I mean, in the past we've left Lawton Road on there. We've also left the Farmington River Bike Trail extension from as part of that Lawton Road project. But then those are things that were previously done. And I know obviously those first two, the pool shell and the tennis and basketball courts, are things that I feel like need to be kind of top of that list, just based on use and the necessity of that space.
Yeah, so the background in terms of our commission's relationship with the capital improvements list is it's a wish list for us. We're never getting anything off of that list. You know, it's a list for big ticket items that we never get. But from that standpoint, it's not useless. It's a list of things that we know we need, things that we know are going to be costly. And when we leave them in repetition year over year, the prior strategy was to, you know, use that as evidence when it's time to really push for those improvements, or something fails, to literally just, like Taryn said, we told you so, and here it is. So it's a little bit of ground building, you know, small chance of success of getting any movement on it. But at some point we, you know, they'll need to do some of those. Some of those things are ticking time bombs, but other things we put on there, like getting a dock installed down in Collinsville, a public access dock to be able to boat launch and stuff, so that we're not eroding the embankments along the river there. Because we only have one launch and it's not totally, it's not accessible to the public. So that's been on there a couple times, and other items such as that. So if anyone in the commission has any ideas tonight or in the next few days, or Taryn, when do you need our suggestions by to finalize the list?
I have to submit my proposed budget by December 14th.
Okay. Yeah. So if in the next couple of weeks, if we have anything that comes to mind that we want to consider for the list, can we send those ideas to you?
Sure.
I would argue we worked so hard, Brian, to make the list that we made a year or two ago, and we like prioritized it, that we should keep the list as is with those things on it, and add if anyone thinks of anything new, and we can just reprioritize. But like you so eloquently said, there were things on there that have to be on there because they're ticking time bombs. And then there were items on there that are big community wins, like having water access. And I think we've been so intentional in the last 8 years of trying to cull that list that I would hate to see anything fall off. Just my opinion.
No, thank you, Rebecca. No, that's a good point. Taryn, so maybe if you wouldn't mind sharing with the commission the list from last year, And just send out what we have, because that's a good point. Consistency counts for a lot on that kind of activity. So,
sure.
Yeah,
I can send. It's those, the four things that I mentioned are what we had submitted last year.
That was it. Okay.
Yep. I can always go back and add things in a whatever priority we thought, but the, you know, pool and tennis courts, pool and tennis basketball were 1-2 just based on the potential time bomb / safety / need.
I'm just curious, and I'm just kind of letting you know what's kind of going through my head. So like when I listen to people in the community and I read stuff like they're writing on Facebook, I feel like there's this disgruntled, you know, like we're not doing anything with soccer, we're not doing anything with the pool, you know, there's no splash pad, and like they're not seeing that, you know, what we're kind of running up against with funding. Is it possible to like write a letter to our local paper, like that Farmington Valley paper, and say, look, this is our wish list. These are things that we would like to see happen in our town. However, we need public support for this. And, you know, so that people can see, like, this is what we're trying to do. You all need to start writing in to our board of selectmen so that we can get funding for it. Because it's not going to happen if like you guys just sit there and quietly and just blame us for not passing it. So I just feel like there's like such a disconnect in the town. So I don't know, is there something that we can do to make it public? Like, this is what we want.
I see what you're saying, almost like not putting the politicians of the town in a bad position, but you could almost do it from the way of, hey, do you know what your local park and rec is doing? Would like to hear from you which of these you support or are interested in and other ideas that you have, et cetera. And that way, Maggie, you're kind of putting out there without a pat on your own back, right? But putting out there, this is what we've been working on. We are thinking about it. We are doing it. But it takes public support. It takes funding, or even if it's not like a, hey, welcome to the park and rec, it could just be informative. Like, this is, you know, take a peek inside your committees, and this is how committees and councils work and what, you know, the process that we go through.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough one. So, I mean, I've heard over and over again about these capital improvement lists is that we have such limited funding that goes towards that. If we just got the email from the town, went out recently soliciting residents for ideas. And if you look at the actual budget, there's not a lot of money on there. You know, there's not even enough money for our roads as it is, really. So when it comes to what gets prioritized, there's a lot to be said for squeaky wheels on the capital improvements list. So, you know, I've been told that my road is in really bad shape, and I've been told by all the powers that be that I need to get my neighbors on board. I need to, you know, show up at the town meetings and advocate for my road to get fixed, you know? And so it's, you're right, Maggie. I mean, there's a little bit of a disconnect, and what we need is a community organizer in some fashion on issues, you know, and that's what it is. So if the community we know has, and I'll bring the fields into this right now, the soccer fields, we had the petition go around that I mentioned last meeting. And I heard through the grapevine, I don't have evidence on this, but that the petition was brought to, either the first selectman or the board of selectmen or whoever, they brought that to them, and essentially they got a reply from the, and they also brought somehow the fire department organization got involved, the club got involved. And so, yeah, they sent the soccer club a nasty letter saying that something to the effect of, you know, we refute all your grievances and we're not interested in selling the land, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they took a strong stance on that, like they have always. You know, and it's really unfortunate who's suffering because of that. We don't have enough fields, and we have fields that are in poor shape, and the people who own the fields in poor shape won't let us fix them. And who suffers because of that? The kids, the people using the fields, you know, and that's not right. You know, so, you know, it's going to take community organization, because some of the politicians, the politics are against us on things like that. So, you know, we need people to lead. Is it the role of the commission to advocate for all the residents of the town on these things? You know, I feel like we play a role in that, but, you know, it's not all on us, you know, yes, we're here to help and we could certainly organize. But when you hear that advice from people around the community, I would say, yes, you know, get upset about those things. And yes, write a letter to the first selectman or, you know, show your support to your, you know, our commission here. And we can bring that to the selectmen. There are, there's things we can do and it's political, you know, but I think if we're advocating from a good spot, and also with evidence, right? Community evidence. So I would recommend we look back at the, when we did our master plan, they did a community survey as well, asking about things in terms of what residents wanted to see in the town. So we did do a survey like that. It's been a number of years since we did that. I do recall from the process, it was hard to get responses. You know, survey responses, getting people to respond to surveys can be difficult, but we, I think we did get some good information out of that. So, I'll see if I can, I'll look back at the printout I got of that, but we have a copy of it. Terrence should have an electronic copy of it as well, I think, right?
I can reattach it when I send what I have with the fitness equipment as well. So, there's a link to it on, I believe right on the website as well, but I'll send that when I send the fitness equipment stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, there might have been the results from the survey in that too. So that might be interesting to look at again in this context. So, all right. does that answer your question, Maggie? I hope. I mean, there's stuff we can do, and there's room and there's work. There's room to do that work too.
Yeah, and I just I don't know. I just feel like we don't have any voice to the community about, you know, things that we would like to do, but there's just no funding for. And if you want funding, then, you know, you gotta. Yeah, I don't know. I just there's just missing. There's like missing this piece of the puzzle and. Like, how do we bridge that?
Well, I remember when Jules Flockwitz was on board, and Jules, as everyone knows, has been on several boards over the years. And he was kind of like our wise informant on the inside on how our town works from a board of selectmen standpoint. And he always said, Park and Rec will, you know, unfortunately, will be on low man on the totem pole. Always has, always will. We may not like it, but we recognized that a long time ago. And I'm sure that stance hasn't changed. Having said that, you just hope that enough people get angry and put the pressure on the Board of Selectmen. But as we know in this town, look, we don't have that many services with all, and we're an expensive town.
I feel like we have to get the public to put the pressure on the select, but I mean, so that organization right there, like, how do you get them? Well, one, I think we need to get something written like and in the local paper so that people can read it, you know, and see what our ideas that we have and things that we'd like to push through. And so then you know, they can see like, aha, they are working. Like, what could I do maybe to help this or.
That's what you're talking about, Maggie, is a grassroots. So you have to have someone or a core group of people who are passionate about a topic, you know, and can push it through. Like as the commission, we have to kind of be careful about, you know, what we do. If we're pushing for something that needs repair, that is, you know, a service like the pool that already exists, you know, that's one thing. But even with that, we had to be careful about getting what the cost, you know, the ROI, what was the cost of doing it? Did the community even want it? We had to hold, I don't know if you guys remember, but a special meeting, have people come and comment. And what you, I understand 100% what you are trying to do, but you need someone who's motivated and passionate about a certain topic that pushes it through, right? So it's the Canton Youth Soccer that pushes on the fields and kind of garners all the interest behind it. We can explain to them the process. We can remind them to come to open, you know, the open public comment time and kind of advise them and help them with that. But I think we have to be careful about what we personally are advocating for so that you know, that we can help that guide the people who are going to be able to carry it through, just like happened with the dog park. And I'll tell you, I see this at work. There, people get kind of bogged down in day-to-day lives. And so they see like what's in front of them, the issue that matters to them, but only from their angle, just because that's experience, their experience in their life. It takes a lot of effort to really get people to kind of pick their head up and look at the broader issue. And there are people, you know, obviously we all communicate with each other, and so we do it. There are people that don't have that desire to like kind of see that, like the, it's their issue that they want to approach. So I think your comment though, in getting out there and looking for those community advocates is a great approach. We really haven't had the time or the effort in that area. You know, trying it with one small thing would be a great place to start, even utilizing Facebook to find someone that might be interested in one issue. And I'm happy to help you do that if we want to brainstorm and kind of fool around with the idea. You know, there's not really a rush. It's our quiet time because it's the winter for Park and Rec. But I'm certainly happy to help if you want.
Great points. And Maggie, and, you know, from where you're coming from a feelings perspective, I think I can relate as well in terms of, you know, we come up with great ideas as a commission. We have great perspective on things we think are good for the community, yet seem to have very little ability to affect those, implement those things, you know, from, you know, on some of those perspectives. So, you know, I've looked for that span of control and influence through the commission and found it lacking in terms of being able to get that stuff done, at least so far. But, you know, I think we still, you know, can serve a very valuable role in terms of informing the community on, you know, like to what Rebecca said, you know, helping them organize and help them focus on things that we do want to get done for the community. So great points. All right, any other questions, comments around that topic? Any other open items? Other business? All right, if no one has any other business, then it's great seeing everybody. We can bring the meeting to adjournment. Do I hear will someone make a motion to adjourn, please?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All right. Anything else? You can stop recording the meeting, right, Taryn?